So, Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden, back with Jessica Santonato, award-winning author and TED Talk mover, motivator, lovely young lady who's going to change a lot of things, and we're hoping to bring her shortly into at least one, maybe more of the jails that we do meetings in, so that she can not only tell her story, but in her own inimitable way, just allow them to tell theirs, which I think is really the secret, isn't it, Jessica?
Yes.
And she does it partly through forgiveness, and I think partly because whatever we believe in the upper source or greater source or God or the light or universal, whatever it is, that seems to favor what she's doing, as I believe it favors what I do as well. So we're just hoping to put some things together down the road and to be of value to Jessica and her team as she enters that part of her service to this world of ours. One of the things today, Jessica, in that life recovery devotional that you had a quick look at is, a simple, several verses in Scripture, but they all sum up this to me. It's, if we seek faith, morality, knowledge, I would say wisdom more than knowledge, but Scripture does say knowledge, self-control, patient endurance, godliness, affection for everyone. And I think that last part is probably gives me more self-control than anything else in my life, the fact that I can truly find love in my heart for absolutely everyone, as you said, regardless of whether they had 20 murders or in there because they punched their wife, or they're in there because the wife said they punched her and didn't even punch her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems to be often the case, too. When you look at your life and you think of, where you've ended up and what you're doing today, what your goals are, in view of what you lived, like looking a little further ahead, and I know you've got a lot of plans and you're ambitious, you seem to have been able to, it sounds like that you've been able to start a business and be successful at it quite quickly, so you're going to have some other gifts probably in the financial end that will allow you to do a lot more than a lot of people can do. So where are you planning to go? I mean, you're writing books, you're doing TED Talks, what else can you do?
That's a good question. I'm very much a creator and a visionary and an intuitive, so I don't know what 5 years is going to look like. I get downloads all the time, and I don't know if you're familiar with the term downloads, but or even, angels. I'll get messages from angels. Mm-hmm. And, even this storytelling community that I have. Mm-hmm. I was so busy doing other things. I'm finishing my book. I'm helping my husband run his business. I also have another side business. And I said, I'm so busy doing all of this. Why are you getting me to do this? But the energy was so strong and spirit kept calling me to create this community and said, this is very much needed right now. And I couldn't deny this powerful energy. And so I said, okay, I don't even know what this looks like past February. So in February, we had our first event and more people showed up than I thought there would be. And there was healing from the storytellers and from the community. By the second event, we had more than doubled in size and, already booking storytellers like 6 months down the road. So it's expanded quite a bit. And even the first night I said, I don't know what's going on past this. Maybe there's just a message that's needed to be heard tonight, and that's it. And this is where it ends. So I don't know what it looks like beyond, but I do know that for storytelling, which is called Flip the Script, and the program for inmates and ex-cons is called From the Streets to the Stage. My vision for that is to see 1,000 storytellers, male storytellers that are former inmates and prisoners, to be these storytellers. So 1,000 by 2021. So that's my shorter term vision. However, the longer, like I said, I don't know. I'm always open. I live today as much as possible in the present moment. So I don't know what even tomorrow's going to look like. For me, it's my book is called Joy is Your Only Job. It's following the joy and feeling good, talk about feelings, but feeling good and aligning myself with people that are up to similar visions. You know, I believe in a world that leads with more love and compassion. So I know for me, I'm aligning myself more and more with people that have that similar vision and creating from there. And I'm very fortunate, and I feel especially in the Toronto area, we have so many, whether you call them light workers or heart-based entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. that want to see and make a positive change in the world.
Mm-hmm. Now that's a wonderful dream. And I believe all dreams are God-given,
yes.
my way of thinking. And, you know, if you're given a dream, God gives you a dream, you also have the tools to make that dream come true. And I think that's what you're doing. And I think it's wonderful. And it doesn't really matter what's going to happen 5 years down the road.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, we always talk about influencing others by the way we think, the way we do things, the way we put programs together. How will we draw the most out of them so that they can, you know, express to the largest degree who they are, what they are, and how that might help other people. So you're doing a great job that way. And living in the moment, as you said, to me is absolutely everything. And, you know, and I keep expressing on this program how I see the moment. I see the moment as that space between the last thing I did and the next thing I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. It's a space that's free of absolutely everything. It doesn't have concern with this which is past or that which is coming.
Right.
But it sits here. It's outside of time. And yet it's aware of before and next.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an eternity of, it could be love, it could be whatever.
Yeah.
But it is not full of turmoil and what ifs and maybes. It's a free place.
You know,
it's a freedom place. And I wish and hope and believe over time that somehow we'll be able to get ourselves to that, to really get ourselves to that moment. Because even though those of us who think we're there, you know, that brain is still whipping up, you know, what are we going to do next? And what did we screw up the last time? And how can we do it better? And I just love the theme on where you're going with this, too. And these men in there, they need that. They need that. They need it while they're in there.
Yes.
They need it on the exit. We talked earlier before the show about, you know, where do these people go? What do they do? All they know is the streets. All they know is drugs. All they know is gangs. You know, their hearts want what's right, but they don't know where to go to get what's right. And then, and the answer is not just the church or just a theory on obtaining light or godliness or whatever. It's in them being supported somehow. As they get their feet grounded and, you know, and determine how they want to process their life as it relates to spirituality down the road in the future. So I don't know where we're going, and I don't have any idea, but you're going in the right vein. And I honestly think that, you know, with your age and everything, you can make a big difference. And, you know, one person, you know, if you make the difference for one person, and that's the right person, you know, that person could be used to make the difference for 100 million. So
exactly.
It's really not important, you know, how big or how many in that kind of thing. But it's hard not to go there in this life of ours. You know, like I remember in business years ago, you know, I'm worth $1 million. Holy smokes. Well, I better get worth 10 million. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you're designing things that would incorporate flying your own jets and all these kinds of things.
You just
long
keep
before
going bigger and bigger.
Well, yeah, and it's insanity, and that's the disease of more, I think. You know, we're never satisfied with that. We can only be satisfied, I believe, with a spiritual sense of being, you know, whatever that is. And when you know you've got it, you've got it. And and how you relate to it, you know, that's your own personal thing. We talk about God of your own understanding, you know, and you can call it whatever you want. But if it answers to you, it sends the advice, the wisdom, and whatever, to give you what you need as the ammo for your game, then it's the right thing, you know. And if it's telling you to do wrong things, it's wrong.
Yeah.
If you don't have peace when you think about it, don't do it.
Yeah.
If you get peace when you think about it and you're in your vein, me would be in scripture, but if you're in whatever, whether it's meditation or whatever, and you know you're in the right side of things, what you get during those times are the things you know in your own soul that they're right for you, and you go and do them. So any thoughts on that?
Well, I was going to add to that too, if as I'm creating, you know, say in 6 months I might have a vision, or even 2021 I have this vision of 1,000 storytellers. Yep. I don't know what, there could be a right turn thrown in there or a left turn thrown in there. And so I always turn inwards and I ask guidance from above and say, you know, like, what is it that, because I'm just a conduit for the messages to come through and the light to come through. So I ask higher powers, you know, what is it that you want from me? How can I serve you? What is it you want me to do? And when I tune in, I get the answers. You know, I could ask that before sleep and wake up and have all these, you know, messages and write it down. So I think reflection is really important for myself. I grew up Catholic, so I used to pray when I was younger, and then I moved away from Catholicism and considered myself a Christian and you know, delved in different avenues of spirituality. So yeah, I don't know. There's,
you sound almost Buddhistic in a way to me.
I don't know.
Well, in some of your, not specifics, but you rely on, and you mentioned as kind of in a plural sense there a moment ago, it sounded like gods instead of God. So not that you don't believe there's one higher power. I don't know how you believe that way. But that relationship, whatever it is everything in my game, you know, and if I found a way to tune into that, and that's where I get my answers, as I said earlier, I go with them. And I know they're right, and they may hurt, but I know they're right. And the hurt just doesn't hurt as much.
And they're right because that's where we come from. Like, we come from higher source. We're created out of that, right? Exactly. So you can't be wrong. And even when people say, oh, you know, I messed this up in my life, or I shouldn't have done that, I also believe in not living with any regrets, you know. People say, you know, or you could even listen to prisoners that regret killing someone. Maybe they didn't, but you hear people regretting it. And I tell people, you know what, like, you don't regret what we've done in the past. Even myself, you know, haven't gotten out like to all of my story, my details, because there's a lot more, but there are things that I can look back and easily say that I regret and I'm shameful of, but that wouldn't have given me the lessons that I got. You know, I wouldn't. There's a friend of mine, Julie Black. She's Canada's R&B queen. I don't know if you know her. She has a saying, I wouldn't choose it, but it'll come back to me. But there's a certain line that she says, like, so you wouldn't, I wouldn't choose rape, but I honor that it happened, you know, because I've gotten so much out of it.
And as I said earlier, I mean, I love my son with all my heart, but his passing was a gift to many, you know, and that and that simple, you know, God gave me the ability to go the next day and do meetings, you know, like this, rather than go into the corner and cry for a long time, you know, which is necessary too. But I was able to be productive the next day, so I knew that the direction I was being pushed in, you know, would not have been so dramatic or so heavy or so purposeful had Sean not passed away. You know, painful as that was, it was the right thing.
That would have been the easier thing to do if someone, you know, experienced what you had experienced. That reminded me when you were saying, when you talk to women who have been through something similar than I have, that, you know, it started off with gang rape. I knew after everything had happened, I said, I refuse to be someone that turns to, say, alcohol or drugs to cope with this. Or, you know, I refuse to just shrink in a ball and be a victim. So because I had that determination and refusal to accept any of that, I think that really helped me in moving forward so boldly and courageously.
And, you know, I believe every story, I believe history is perfect. There's no mistakes in history. And I believe we'll call him the creator, or her or it. The creator put it all together with nothing missing. In other words, if I were the creator, I could step outside of time. I could see Jessica Santonato before she came Santonato and right to the beginning and also to the end. Therefore, everything in the path is perfect. You know, once it's over, it makes a perfect history. And nobody argues about that. You know, they'll argue about, oh, yeah, well, you might do this, you might, that doesn't matter. Like, if I honestly go to my sense of the Almighty and I feel peaceful about what I'm talking about, the instance I bring to that table by even physically turning that over to my sense of God.
Yes.
You know, allows all answers from then on between the two of us, the God and me, to be perfect in whatever the resolution is. So, you know, everything I do will be the right thing.
Yeah.
So good, bad, or indifferent, I end up in jail, end up dead. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yep.
So I'm not going to sweat it.
Exactly. Yeah. I always say you're in the perfect place at the perfect time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we are that, and, you know, we're just about out of time. I don't know if you have any special words for those out there as you move ahead, but it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you here. And I hope we'll get you back and talk some more about it.
Yes, I really appreciate this. Yeah. And, you know, for anyone that's listening out there, you know, just talking about the present. So enjoy the present moment. A lot of people get trapped in the past. You think about too much in the future, and that causes so much worry. Just enjoy today, wherever you are, wherever you are listening to right now, wherever you are, just take a deep breath in and just enjoy this moment.
Yeah. Because it's the only one you have.
Exactly.
You know, it's always now. You knew that, Jessica.
Yes.
It's never tomorrow. It's never yesterday.
The power of now, right?
The power of now, Mr. Tolley.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Until we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.